of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
Well, we are on lesson two of a series that I started this month, and it's called What's Next. Last month, we were teaching a series called Keep the Change, telling 2020 to keep whatever leftover change 2020 had. We don't want it. Everything that was that 2020 gave us, we won't tell 2020 just to keep it. Any leftover change, 2020 can have it, and we're moving on to 2021. Like our cousin our brother Richard say, 2021, right? So we are in 2021, and we plan on winning during 2021. I'm glad you could join us this morning.
Hello.
We're starting the message this morning, so we're getting into it. So today we're continuing to set part two of the series or the message that is titled What's Next? Amen. I am so excited for what's next and what God has in store for us this year of 2021. And we are just going to be moving forward in all the things that he has given us. Amen. That he has prepared for us. So there are some things here that, you know, we talked about in this lesson, and there are some things that in last month's message, which change, there are some things that we believe that God has given us some instructions on doing and moving us forward into the this coming year or to this year of 2021. And the first thing that God has given us was the first thing that we believe that God has given us this year is that men need to take a stronger leadership role in their families and in the church. We've been studying this book of Joshua. We realize in our study of Joshua, we saw how God has now appointed Joshua to be the leader over the nation of Israel. Moses now passed, and then God appointing him, Joshua, as the leader of Israel, he gave him some instructions and told him to tell the people to get their provisions ready, because it was about time for them to move across the Jordan River and go possess the land that God had promised to them. So in those instructions of God telling Joshua to give to the people or to lead the people, he said to get your provisions ready. Now, here are some basic things that you're going to need to do in order to get your provisions ready. And one of them was for men or to select some leaders, appoint people as leaders. And in that men need to take a stronger leadership role in their families and in the church. And we believe that's something that God is instructing us to do. So for all of our all the people that are on here with us today, for the men that are not on here, then ladies, you gotta help me out and communicating to the men and encouraging the men, motivating the men, setting a fire up under their behinds and saying, hey, men, we need you to step up. We need our families need you and our church needs you. And so we believe that God is instructing us to for our men to take a stronger leadership role in our families and in the church. The second instruction I believe God has given us for 2021 is that we need to stay healthy. You know, this past year, 2020, we've dealt with a whole lot of illness and sickness and death, largely due to this new pandemic, COVID. We're still dealing with it. And one of the best defenses of the COVID virus is being healthy. And so we have to stay healthy. We have to do what we can to keep this virus and other viruses and sicknesses and illness from coming upon us. We have to stay healthy. We have to start eating better. We have to start working out a little bit, doing something. We have to take our physical, our mental, and our spiritual health to a greater level of priority. We have to stay healthy. God is preparing something for us. And in order to go into that promised land that God has promised to us, there's many things in all of our lives that God has promised to us. We need to be healthy. There's nothing like going into or receiving a promise, but you don't have the health to be able to enjoy that promise. Amen. Whatever God has for me, I want to be able to enjoy it fully and completely. I don't want my health to stop me from enjoying the life that God has for me. Jesus said he came to give us life and that we would have it more abundantly. And I don't want my health to stop me from experiencing that life more abundantly. So number two is we need to stay healthy. The third instruction I believe that God has given us for this year of 2021 is to reduce personal debt. We need to reduce our outgoing money so that we can increase our incoming money. So there are things that all of us have in our lives financially that is sucking the money out of our lives that we need to stop that flow. We need to look for areas in our financial management, our personal financial management, look for areas where we can reduce the amount of money that's going out. If it's not something that is a necessity to you, then you need to look at that thing, weigh the cost and say, hey, I can do without this for, say, you know, the next year, or I can do without this for, you know, say the next 6 months. You know, maybe in the future, there's something that you could pick back up. But right now, we need to reduce our personal debt. Why do we need to reduce our personal debt? Because we don't know what is coming still. This whole pandemic season that we've been in, we still don't know what's coming down the pipe. We still don't know what lies ahead in the future. And we have to prepare ourselves for whatever may come. And money is a resource that we are gonna need to get us through some of the things that might be ahead of us. You know, we learned last year in one of the messages, one of the series that I was teaching, is that it ain't over yet. Do not think for one moment that this season that we've been in, that the stuff that 2020 dumped on us, do not think for one moment that it's over yet, because it's not over yet. We still got some hardships that we got to deal with, but that's okay, because we got God on our side. And as long as we follow God's instructions, we're going to get through this season just fine. So we need to reduce our personal debt. Now, the number fourth instruction I believe God has given us is to build our arsenal. We need to build our arsenal. Arsenal is a lot of different things, okay? One, we need to build, if you got a food pantry in your house, you need to stock your food pantry up, okay? A lot of y'all been stocking up on Lysol and wipes and what's it called? Microban and sanitizer and all this stuff like that. You know, at first I thought my wife was stocking up on all this stuff, and I was thinking to myself, man, she started, and I'd be watching some of the people, you know, that I know and people in our family, I'm watching, and everybody's, you know, especially like y'all ladies, and okay, and I gotta give y'all ladies a hand. I gotta give y'all due respect in this area, because I thought it was unnecessary. Y'all constantly having these group chats and talking and everybody sharing. They got a shelf full of Lysol at Walmart. They got some Lysol at Sam's. And I'm looking like, come on, y'all. Y'all, it's 6 o'clock in the morning and y'all talking about who got Lysol and who got sanitizer and all this stuff like this. I got to give y'all due respect, because God has showed me, and I believe God has said to me, look, stock up on some stuff. You know, I reminded ourselves of the story of Joseph when he was able to interpret the king's dream. And in the king's dream, God showed him that there was going to be a famine in the land. And because Joseph was able to interpret the king's dream, the king appointed him in charge of being able to handle this situation, because it was going to get bad and they needed to be able to navigate through those hard times that was coming their way. And one of the things that Joseph did is he built an arsenal. He stockpiled everything. He reduced their debts. He reduced their outcoming money. He appointed some men in charge. He was appointed as the top leader. He got some other people to be leaders alongside of him. Okay. I mean, when we think about what Joseph did when he became the leader over Egypt, appointed by the king to get them through this famine time, he got some leaders to help him to do this thing. He reduced the outgoing debt. He built an arsenal. And in that arsenal, one of the things that he did, he stockpiled grains and foods and all kinds of stuff. And you know, we need to even in our arsenal, we need to, you know, it's crazy times right now, crime wise. We got to figure out, man, how do we protect ourselves with this crazy crime and stuff that's going on out here? Stockpile your food pantry. Stockpile your cleaning supplies. Stockpile your money. I mean, do what you got to do. There are some things that we need to have a large reserve of. So start building your reserve, which I call your arsenal, okay? So if you want to switch the word arsenal and reserve around, that's up to you. Number five, and we're going to go on with this lesson that I believe God has given us instructions to, is to get involved in politics. We have to understand we're in a very unstable political season right now. And the best thing that we can do is to be involved in our local politics, not on the federal level, but on the local level. What's going on right here in our city of Memphis? And we need to be in the faces of some people because they're making decisions concerning our lives. They're making decisions concerning our children's education. They're making decisions concerning our health. They're making and our health care. They're making decisions concerning, you know, our jobs. You know, they can say right now, we're shutting the whole city down and don't nobody move and can't nobody move. And we all have to sit still and can't be able to make no money and make a living. So there's a lot of decisions that our local government is making. We got to be involved in what they are doing because they're making direct decisions that are affecting our lives. Those are the five instructions that I believe God has given us for this year. And if we follow these instructions and follow God as he gives us the steps through these instructions, we will come out on top. Amen. Somebody say amen.
If you will.
So we are continuing to look at this series of the events that took place with Joshua becoming the leader of the nation of Israel. And we're at the point now where Joshua is getting the people prepared to cross over the Jordan River into the promised land, which is the land that God promised to them. So I'm going to start reading in Joshua chapter 3. And I'm going to read verses 9 through 17, all right? it sounds like it's a lengthy section, but it's really not that lengthy. So just listen along with me. Joshua chapter 3, if you're taking notes, starting at verse number 9 and going through 17, I believe I said. So it says here, so Joshua told the Israelites, come and listen to what the Lord your God says. He's gotten some instructions from God as he believes, as he knows. Well, actually, him and God, they would have conversations verbally. You know, it's different today with us. We have to be led by the unction of the Holy Spirit, but God would speak directly with his leaders during that time. So Joshua, he knew that these were instructions from God. And so now he's instructing the people to come and listen to him on what God has said to him. In verse number 10, he says, today you will know that the living God is among you, which they have already known this because they didn't see God do miraculous things from the time that they was enslaved and trying to get out of Egypt to the point that it was crossing the Red Sea and all kinds of stuff, right? So he said, he will surely drive out the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, and there's a whole list of folks right here. So I'm just going to say he's going to drive out all of them, okay? He said, look at the Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth. He said he will lead you across the Jordan River. In verse number 12, now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. The priests will carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth. As soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of the water will be cut off upstream and the river will stand up like a wall. In verse number 14, it says, so the people left their camps to cross the Jordan, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. It was the harvest season, and the Jordan was overflowing its banks, the Jordan River. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark touched the water at the river's edge, the water above that point began backing up a great distance away from the town called Adam, which was near Zarethan. And the water below that point flowed on to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. Then all the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. Meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Lord's covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed as the people passed by. They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed the Jordan on dry ground. Amen. Somebody say amen. They crossing this Jordan River. Amen. So Joshua again has received instruction. He's been appointed as the leader. He received instructions from God and getting their provisions ready so that they can cross the Jordan River. Now we're at the place where they're actually beginning to cross this Jordan River. Amen. And so I believe there's a lot of things in this story that we are taking away as points to help us to navigate through this season or through this year of 2021 and this season of pandemic and everything else that's going on with us. All right. Somebody's trying to come in.
I think.
Oh, okay. My bad. Somebody else just came in. Okay. And so here we are. So there are a few things that I want to take away from this actual series of scriptures, verses 9 through 17 of chapter 3 of the book of Joshua. There's a few things that I want to take away, a few points I want to take away, okay? The first point is this. In verse number 11, it says, look at the Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth, who will lead you across the Jordan River. I want to remind you all about the Ark of the Covenant. If you remember back when God has given instructions for the Ark of the Covenant to be constructed, to be built, and there were some articles that was placed in it. And when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, and they were what we're going to describe right now as the wilderness, for lack of better words, but they had where they had stopped and they built their camps, and it was in a certain place. And Moses was establishing leadership, establishing this nation, getting things, getting them to a certain place that God wanted them to be before actually going across the Jordan River. And the Bible tells us, as we know, they were there for 40 years, amen, which was way too long, that they shouldn't have been there that long. But the Ark of the Covenant, this is what it represents. The Ark of the Covenant actually represents the presence of God, okay? This is something, whenever you hear about the Ark of the Covenant all throughout the Bible, one of the very first things that you want to make sure that you establish in your mind is that the Ark of the Covenant represents the actual presence of God, okay? There was, God gave Moses to build a structure, and it was a big tent, and it was a small, so it was a big tent, which was their tabernacle or their sanctuary or their house of worship or whatever. So it had an outer court, an inner court, and then an innermost court. In the very center of it was a room that was there, and that's where the Ark of the Covenant was actually housed. There was only one person that was allowed to go into the innermost place, and that was the high priest at the time, or the priest at the time. And this was Moses. So Moses would go into that place, and he would fellowship with God. God would give him instructions, give him encouragement on being the leader of the nation of Israel. That represented God's actual presence, that Ark of the Covenant. So wherever the Ark of the Covenant went, wherever it moved, you can assure that God's presence was going to be strong wherever that Ark of the Covenant was. When David, King David, fast forward a whole bunch of years, when King David found out where the Ark of the Covenant was, he immediately sent soldiers to go retrieve that ark so that he can bring it into the palace or bring it into the temple in Jerusalem, because he knew and understood that that Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God. So here we are, verse 11, it says, look, the Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole world, will lead you across the Jordan River. So we have our main leader, which is the Ark of the Covenant, which represents, again, the presence of God. So the presence of God is going to lead them across this Jordan River. Amen? Amen. Second point is in verse 12. It says, now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. Okay? So the first instruction that I believe that God has given us, like I said this before, is that for our men to take a stronger leadership role in their families, in our families, and in the church, okay? I believe this is so important, that we get our men to take a strong. Here in verse 12, Joshua says, choose one from every tribe. There's 12 tribes of Israel. He said, choose one leader, one man, one leader from every tribe, because that one, what's that one going to do? That one is going to go along with the ark. So as God goes out, the Ark of the Covenant is going to lead you across the Jordan River. And those 12 men, that one leader of each tribe, is going to go along with them. So we need men to be leaders in our families, in our church, so that we can stand side by side with God, shoulder to shoulder with God. As God lead, we follow, and then the people are able to follow along with us. Hey, we don't have 12 tribes, but in essence, we do have some tribes, amen? Our families are tribes. This is my tribe right here, and I'm the leader of my tribe, amen? Emma? Okay, then, cool. she volunteered, all right? She volunteered. This ain't no dictatorship. She volunteered, okay? She chose me, all right? She chose me to be the leader of this tribe. We need strong men to stand up and be leaders. Third point, all right? Third point in these scriptures, I believe, something that we can take away is to step in. Everybody say step in. Amen. If you can't say it, just wave your hand. Say step in.
Step in.
Which is the subtitle of today's message. The subtitle of today's message is called Step In. The title of this series is called What's Next? Well, what's next today, y'all? God is telling us it's time for us to step in. Amen. And step in with this, that I believe that I know this because I read this. Here in these series of scriptures, God instructed Joshua. Joshua instructed the people. He chose 12 men to carry this Ark of the Covenant, which was a presence of God. He said, the Ark is going to lead you across the Jordan River. Well, who's carrying the Ark? These 12 leaders, these 12 chosen men are carrying this Ark. So them and God are leading into the Jordan River, amen? And so God gave them instructions, and once they stepped, it says in the scriptures, once they stepped in, the flow of the river began to stop like a wall, okay? We need for our men to be leaders and to step in the water. We need some men that's strong enough to put their foot in the water, amen? And I believe that once we step in the water, the things that have been standing in our way will begin to back up and clear out. Amen. We got some Jordan rivers. Now, right now, I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Right now, I tell you what, I feel like I can preach like I'm in Church of God and Folks. I mean, Church of God and Christ. I feel like I can preach right now like I'm in the Missionary Baptist Church right now. I believe right now, if I had an organ, that organ would start playing right now. I believe right now. Erie, where's Erie at? Somebody go get Erie and tell him to get on that organ and start playing, y'all, because I can preach this thing right now. But listen, we need some men that's willing to put their feet in the water. Amen. We got too long. We have too much time has gone by where we have not put our foot in the water. God has brought us to the banks of the Jordan River. There's some things that are right there. We can see across God's promises just in the horizon, but there's this big old river that's right in the way. And we're just standing there at the banks of the river. I believe God is telling us, we just need to put our foot in the water. We need to carry the Ark of the Covenant. We need to stand up and be the leaders that God has called us to be. And when we carry the Ark of the Covenant, which is the presence of God, and we put our foot in the water, that river is going to stop. It's going to get out of our way so that we can go across into the things that God has promised to us. Amen.
Amen.
Us now to put our foot in the water. They said, I'm going to read this to y'all one more time. It says in verse number 17, it says, meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant stood on dry. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself right here, okay? I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit. But we need some men to stand and just put their foot in the water. You know, there's so many encouragement speeches and motivational speeches where people talk about just jump, just dive in, amen? Just dive in, which is a very relevant and a very true message. But here in this situation right here, all God is saying is just put your foot in. He said, just step in. You don't even have to dive in head first. You don't have to jump in. He said, just step in, which is a simple thing. You see, God, Jesus said a long time ago, he said that I will never put more on you than you can bear. Some of us may be afraid to dive in head first. Some of us may be nervous and unsure about just jumping. But we can definitely step. Amen.
Lord, amen.
Put a foot in the water. And God told them, he said, as soon as they put a foot in the water, and it did exactly what God said it was going to do. And that's one thing that we have to be very careful. When God gives us instructions, we have to follow his instructions as he gave them to us. And when we do that, the results that he said is going to happen, that's what's going to happen. If we get some strong men to stand up and be the leaders like God has called us to be, and if we carry the Ark of the Covenant, which is the presence of God with us, and when we step into that water, he said it will begin to back up. It will begin to stand up like a wall, and we will have dry ground to walk across to get to the promises that he has for us. Amen? Amen. Going on here, verse number 17. It says, meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Lord's Covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed as the people passed by. They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed the Jordan on dry ground. Those leaders carrying the Ark of the Covenant, which again is God himself, the very presence of God, stood there holding back the water until every person had crossed over the river, had crossed the river. Men, we have to stand shoulder to shoulder with God and with one another to form a wall of protection for our families. I believe that if we come together and we stand there together, shoulder to shoulder, that we will be able to form a wall of protection for our families. What do we need to protect our families from? Man, it's crazy out here right now.
Yes, Lord.
Crazy out here right now. There is crime in Memphis is getting out of control. You know, a friend of mine the other day, he's a fireman, and y'all know that firemen here in the city of Memphis, I don't know if there's anybody on here that's not from Memphis, but for those of you that are from Memphis that's on here, firemen have been a sitting duck target for crime. Their car's getting broken into. Man, as soon as they go off, I hear some echo from somewhere. As soon as they go off into a call, whether, you know, a 911 call, that people are going to those lots and breaking in their cars and busting their windows and stealing whatever, and they come back, find all their cars and stuff broken into. A good friend of mine who works for the fire department, he posted on Facebook the other day, and he said, man, we have sworn to serve the city, and the very city that we serve is treating us like this, that we would come home from a battle, battling a fire or saving somebody's life, to our vehicles being vandalized and robbed. That's not right. You know, this thing is getting crazy out here. The pandemic is still crazy out here. You know, racial tensions are still crazy out here. Economic situations are still crazy out here. There are so many things that, man, we need to protect our families from. And if we stand there in that place that God is calling us to stand, standing shoulder to shoulder with one another, standing shoulder to shoulder with God, then we can stand there and we can be a wall of protection for our families. And I truly believe that's what God is looking for us to do. When we do this, then all of our families can cross over into the things that God has prepared and promised for them and for us. Men, our families and the church are waiting on us to take our place. I don't know if we have any men on here today, but if we do have some men on here today, my question to you is, will you stand with me? My question to you today is, will you stand with God? Because our wives, our women, our mothers, our sisters, our children, our communities, they need us. They need us to stand in the place that we are supposed to be in. And so I'm asking you men, women, if your man ain't on here, or any man, it ain't got to be your man, any man, If there's a man that you value in your life, if they're not on here, I want you to get them this. This is a recorded message. And so I want you to get them this word, get them this message. And I am asking them, I'm pleading, sending out a call to men and ask them the question, will you stand with me? So that we can provide a wall of protection for our families and for our churches.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast on Facebook and YouTube next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.